So here we are, Christmas 2018. The celebration of the birth of Jesus. Love the picture. Aaron told us yesterday, Aaron and Kate, they have Samuel, 3.5 weeks old. He does almost nothing, right? He sleeps, he eats, and repeats. That's what he does. So if I were to ask you, what's remarkable about the birth of Christ, so much so that every year you would even come here and sing out songs of adoration to Christ, what's so remarkable? It's certainly not just the infant Jesus. Because think for a minute, you know, you have Mary and Joseph and they get called to Bethlehem because of the desire for the Roman world to know how many people are there taking a census, and they call them to their hometowns. And so Mary, unbelievably pregnant, travels at a time when she probably shouldn't. But even after several weeks, if she's asked, "Hey, Mary, I hear you gave birth. Yeah, we have a little boy. And his name is Jesus." Jesus, odd name. Yeah, not a family name, but tell you later, there's a story behind that. Well, tell me about Jesus. Is he remarkable? Well, he was 22 inches. He was 8.1 pounds. He eats. He sleeps. And he repeats. Right? But the reason some of you are here, the reason that you and I sing out songs of declaration is not what Jesus was when he was born. It's what we came to know that Jesus is. And if you haven't spent much time, the scriptures, they give account of who he is and what he said and what he taught. And sometimes they're hard to understand, but some of them are really, really clear. And one of my favorite passages comes from the book of Matthew, and it talks about a particular time when Jesus was teaching, one of the biggest sections of his teaching that we have. And at the end of that, it says that the people, when Jesus taught, were not amazed by his creativity, his unbelievable stories, or his cleverness. It says they were amazed by his authority. In other words, when Jesus grew up from that however many pounds and however many inches, and he began to talk to people, he started to say things like, "I know what God is like." Not, "I think if there is a God, he might be like this." But he said, "I know what God is like." And one particular time, he said that one of the things that God is like a guy who had two sons. And one of his sons decided that He wasn't into living under the father's roof anymore, that his father's cell phone restriction rules and all that were way too binding for him, and he needed to get out on his own and live his own way. He needed to live the way his heart guided him to live. And so he asked his father for his inheritance early. Scholars, great preachers have pointed out, essentially what he's saying is, "Dad, you are dead to me. Can you give me the assets I'm waiting on now for when you die?" And in the story, the father gives the assets and the son goes and he spent it in wild living. But the amazing thing is that story, that particular parable, that story doesn't end right there. Many of you know that son, that lost one, the one we call prodigal, it says he came to his senses and he said, "I would be better off a servant in my dad's house." So he had gone from, "Dad, I can't stand you. Dad, your way is the wrong way. Dad, give me your stuff as if you were dead, to this stark realization of, wow, a servant in my dad's house is better off than the train wreck that is my life. Part of what I love about being your pastor, guys, especially, I got to be honest, I love being your friend and brother and in our fraternity, because I know a lot of you guys will say, yeah, my life was a train wreck, and God grabbed me by the scruff of the neck, and he is doing something I never could have done on my own. Now, you may not feel like a prodigal. I got to tell you guys a story I read, because this is staggering me. So you may remember that in October, there was a Mega Millions drawing that was one of the biggest we've ever seen. It was $1.5 billion. $1.5 billion. Would that be a decent Christmas present? Okay, by the way, let me just tell you, if you think your life could hold $1.5 billion, we have a great counseling department that can help you. You couldn't come up with enough ideas on how to spend $1.5 billion for the rest of your life. In the first hour, when I told the story about the October drawing, one guy over here goes, "I know, I didn't win." He yells out, "I didn't win." I don't know if you guys read this, but it has not yet been claimed. And one of the rules, one of the regulations with that particular lottery drawing is there's 180 days to claim it, and then the prize is vacated. So let me translate that for you. There is someone walking around out there, most probably, who is a $1.5 billion heir who has no idea that they are. They sold the ticket in South Carolina. They said it was near this interchange of highways, and they said it could very possibly have been a truck driver or someone like that who jumped off the highway, bought a Mega Millions ticket, jumped back on and left. And to this day, it doesn't know that they have the winning. Now again, let me take a little deeper. That means that tonight, that person could be eating at Burger King because that's all they think they can afford. That means that this person, man or woman, left some Christmas gifts unbought and ungiven because they thought they could not afford them. Can you fathom such a thing? There is not a Christmas gift they couldn't have bought. They could have bought New Jersey and given it to somebody. But they are loaded, and they are walking around as if they are a pauper. Now, you guys aren't preachers or theologians, but do I have to go very far from there to make a spiritual point? The truth of what happened with Jesus is that he brought eternal life from God to you. And what makes me really sad is some of you are leaving it on the table, and you are continuing to walk through life as if you are spiritually impoverished. Can I just ask you, this Christmas, that you would consider and accept the gift of Christ that God has poured out to you and this world before the expiration date. Father, help us to grab the glory that is Jesus. Help us to realize in our lives that because of the eternity that you have given us in Christ, it creates absolute new and different perspective on the moments of this life. Father, would you help us to experience the joy that you brought into this world today and for the remainder of our Christmases? In Christ's name we pray. Amen.